USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump fighting back as Democrats continue to move forward on impeachment.
The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen.
The president from the Rose Garden releasing a brand new video on Twitter telling his 65 million followers,
"We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it, because our country is at stake like never before."
Now, as for the president's demeanor, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says he plays a round of golf with the president at Trump National in Virginia Saturday. So how was his mood?
It was one of the best days I've ever spent on the golf course. The president was a charmingly great host. It was a lot of fun. And we did win.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Depending upon where you are in the country, all sorts of weather. Hot, hot, hot in Atlanta, where it's expected to hit 94. But snow in other cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks it all down.
Summer-like conditions have been lingering in parts of the United States, but the northern Rocky Mountains are getting a taste of winter already. Strong winds and heavy snow causing power outages and some road closures in northwestern Montana during the wintry storm that threatened to drop several feet of snow in some parts of the northern Rockies before the weekend was over. Emergency travel only was recommended in some sections along the eastern edge of the Rocky Mountain front. Following the storm, temperatures are expected to drop into the teens and 20s across much of western and central Montana overnight on Monday. The weekend storm system was also bringing some strong winds and some snow to the mountains of northern Washington and northern Idaho. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor investigating a payroll company. USA Radio's John Hunt with the very latest.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
Hey, if you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms.
A Mar-a-Lago Army officer who lies during a child porn investigation gets probation. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
An Army officer who used to oversee White House communications at the Trump Florida estate Mar-a-Lago has gotten a 3-year probation sentence for making false statements during a child pornography investigation. Court documents show he became a target for investigators after he uploaded topless photos of a young relative to a Russian website. The Miami Herald's Nick Muhamis has been reporting the story.
He was at the White House switchboard before this in charge of making calls for the president, the vice president, and senior White House staff. He also traveled with the president and vice president to maintain their communication.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.